What stories do the forgotten gloves on park benches tell? What memories linger in discarded toys or abandoned umbrellas? In the quiet corners of our world, these lost items wait silently, each one a fragment of someone's life interrupted. Anthony Perdue understands this better than most. Once a celebrated writer known for capturing life's small magics, he now dedicates himself to rescuing these abandoned treasures. For 40 years, he's collected thousands of items, puzzle pieces, hair ribbons, photographs, each meticulously labeled with the date, time, and location of its discovery. But Anthony's obsession began with his own devastating loss. On what should have been his wedding day in 1974, his beloved fiancée Thérèse died suddenly, and in the chaos, he lost the silver medallion she had given him that very morning. This double tragedy transformed him into the keeper of lost things, each rescued item a surrogate for what he couldn't protect, each careful label a thread of hope that someday, somehow, these objects might find their way home. When we meet Anthony in his twilight years, he's become frail but remains devoted to his mission. His Victorian home, Padua, houses cabinets and display cases filled with four decades of found treasures. Knowing his time is limited, Anthony makes an extraordinary decision. He leaves both Padua and his vast collection to Laura, his assistant of several years. For Laura, this inheritance arrives at her lowest point. After a failed marriage to the unfaithful Vince and years of cobbling together a living through odd jobs and secretly writing steamy romance novels, Laura had found in Anthony not just an employer, but a father figure whose quiet wisdom helped heal her wounded spirit. Now suddenly the custodian of thousands of lost items and a mission she never anticipated, Laura must decide whether to embrace this strange inheritance or retreat back into the safety of isolation. Laura's transformation begins with two unlikely allies. Sunshine, a young woman with Down syndrome, possesses extraordinary intuition that detects emotional imprints on lost objects. Sensing a suicide's weight in a navy blue glove or abuse in a friendship bracelet. Then there's Freddie, the taciturn gardener whose tending of Padua's grounds mirrors his healing from abandoned dreams. Together, they form a chosen family committed to Anthony's legacy. The novel illustrates how people create families when traditional structures fail. Anthony forms a quasi-parental bond with Laura after losing Thérèse. Laura, estranged from judgmental parents and divorced from her abusive husband, finds kinship in Anthony's wisdom, Sunshine's joy, and Freddie's loyalty. Their daily interactions, sharing meals, solving mysteries of lost objects, maintaining Padua, become healing catalysts. Sunshine helps Laura recognize possibilities for love, while Freddie's steadfast presence proves not all men betray trust. Demonstrated when he confronts Vince after cruel comments about my girls. By the novel's end, Laura, Freddie, Sunshine, and Carrot, the rescue dog, embody the healing power of chosen connections. Running alongside Anthony and Laura's story is Eunice and Bomber's tale, beginning the year Anthony lost Thérèse. Arriving for a job interview in a cobalt blue trilby, her small rebellion against dullness, Eunice meets Bomber, whose film references and kindness to his disabled dog instantly capture her. Their connection is immediate but not romantic. Bomber is gay, which Eunice accepts completely. Their friendship spans decades, weathering his difficult sister and eventually his cognitive decline, with Eunice honoring her promise to help him escape with dignity. Their relationship counterpoints Anthony and Therese's tragic love. While Anthony and Therese were separated before their love could fully bloom, Eunice and Bomber share a lifetime together. Proven connection takes many forms beyond romance. They create a warm household defying convention, including cherished dogs who receive Christmas presents and birthday celebrations. Even Sunshine instinctively embraces Laura as a second mother figure, reminding us that meaningful family bonds are those we actively choose to nurture. Though primarily grounded in reality, subtle supernatural elements enhance the emotional landscape of these interconnected lives. After Anthony's death, Laura experiences strange phenomena at Padua. Overwhelming rose scents, locked doors opening mysteriously, Anthony's favorite record playing unexplained. These occurrences center around Therese's restless spirit. Though Anthony scattered her ashes in the Rose Garden decades ago, something keeps her tied to this world. When Anthony joins her in death, their ashes mingled in the same garden, Laura assumes they've reunited. But as Freddie notes, just because their physical remains share space doesn't mean their spirits have found each other. The novel suggests coincidences might be part of a larger pattern we can't always discern. When Eunice loses Bomber's ashes on the same train where Anthony found his first lost item, the circle begins to close. When she later claims the ashes from Laura, she brings Teresa's lost communion medal that Anthony spent his life searching for. These supernatural threads suggest connections between people transcend the physical world and continue beyond death, guiding the living toward resolution and peace. Anthony's short stories about lost objects offer windows into strangers' lives, from whimsical tales like Daisy's lime green hair baubles to tragic ones like Rose's suicide. These narratives reinforce how every lost item represents a moment in someone's life that might have been disproportionately disastrous to its size. The novel demonstrates how stories can heal. Laura's cataloging of Anthony's collection preserves narratives, not just objects. When they return the white umbrella with red hearts to Alice, they're reconnecting her with a meaningful childhood memory. In the novel's conclusion, Laura, now engaged to Freddie and having found purpose, begins writing the story of Anthony and Therese, Eunice and Bomber, and her own journey from brokenness to wholeness. Her book begins with the same line as the novel we've just read, suggesting that storytelling itself is a way of finding what's been lost, creating order from chaos, meaning from randomness, and connection from isolation. Through narrative, characters process grief, understand experiences, and find healing by sharing their stories. What makes lost things poignant isn't just their absence. It's the stories they carry and connections they represent. Ruth Hogan's novel shows objects aren't merely objects, but repositories of memory and bridges between lives. Anthony's lost medallion finds its way back to Padua through Eunice's discovery. Alice's umbrella with red hearts reconnects her to forgotten childhood memories. Even Carrot the dog symbolizes how damaged beings heal with proper care. The novel's intricate structure creates a tapestry spanning decades, revealing how Anthony's life connected to Laura's, how Eunice's finding would bring peace to separated spirits, and how Sunshine's unique perspective illuminated what was hidden in plain sight. Nothing is ever truly lost, not objects, love, or connection. Though separated by time, distance, or death, restoration remains possible. Sometimes it takes 40 years or help from unexpected sources, but what belongs together eventually reunites. These invisible threads binding us across time and circumstance remind us that even in our most isolated moments, we remain part of a larger human story.